This is my sixth talk forming the second part of the subject Understanding and Appreciating Architecture. To recapitulate, in the fifth talk, we figured out that the principles are fundamental, unchanging truths that go by the names of balance, harmony, proportion, scale, rhythm, and unity. Balance is visual equilibrium. Harmony is fundamental to all forms of creativity, as it produces a unity of effect or an organic whole which gives aesthetic pleasure. Proportion and scale are interrelated, as both deal with the problems of sizes and their relationships with one another. Scale in architecture has two extremes, human and monumental. It is easy to identify oneself with human scale because of its friendliness. Monumental scale is used to awe the spectator and exploits architecture's power to create unforgettable visual impact for obvious reasons. Rhythm is the measure of time, our movement by regularly recurring impulses, sounds, etc., as in music. It is the measured motion which, by regular recurrence, produces delightful patterns of sight, as in architecture, or of sound, as in music. Of all the principles, rhythm is the most fundamental, as it is the only single principle found in all forms of creativity, their mediumistic eccentricities notwithstanding. The order and harmony of the cosmos is sustained by the heartbeats which rhythm creates in the souls of stars, planets, and all forms of living matter. Rhythm in dance is audiovisual. In music, it is audio. In architecture, it is visual, but apparent, not actual. Unless poetry is recited, the music intrinsic to it by the presence of meter will not manifest, and it will come off as a bland, poor, prosaic thing. Unity is the quality or effect of constituting a complex, systematic, undivided whole so as to create an impression of being one as complete in itself. Unity is a plural, implying the presence of a minimum of two components. The goal of architecture is to transform our awareness from separation to unity. In unity, we perceive only divine power, express only love and freedom. Unity lies in the organization of parts by which objects otherwise unrelated are so placed that the mind loses sight of them as separate entities and notes only the resulting composition as an organic, that is, seemingly seamless whole. So fundamental is the principle of unity that scarcely any other quality is needed for excellence in a work of creativity. A unique quality of unity, which has hitherto been ignored, is that in a work of art, even destruction must be represented as construction, that is, as a composition of constituent parts carefully selected from out of the junkyard of randomness of the debris of destruction. Objectives of architecture are clearly understood if you first consider the basic function of architecture, which is to create shelter for the multifarious activities of human beings. This function has two aspects, utility and aesthetic. Architecture must fulfill the needs for which it is created, that is, utility, and must be a sublimation of sensory, perceptive, and cognitive experience, that is, aesthetic. Architecture as built environment must create order, that is one of its chief objectives. The others are truth, beauty and goodness. Insofar as architecture is concerned, nature is the best known embodiment of such fundamental principles which inform, inspire and organize human creativity. However, to appreciate this not too obvious fact, you have to have a holistic vision, not a biased view of architectural creativity. Otherwise, you will gravely err, just as the famous Urdu poet Sahir Ludhianvi had done in his over-enthusiasm to write a romantic Urdu poem. Unfortunately, this verse on the Taj Mahal has become famous, belittling its splendorous value as the seventh wonder of the world. I append my Urdu rejoinder to Sahir's mistaken evaluation of Taj. Sahir ko husne taj dikhai na de saka, kuch aisa fikre muflasi me mubtala hua. Sada si baat uski samajh me na aa saki, hai seem o zar se bala mohabbat ka martaba. Sahir couldn't discern the beauty of Taj, so engrossed was he in thoughts of poverty. This simple truth escaped his poetic grasp, that love from wealth enjoys total liberty. Beauty is the splendor of truth, of order, of form. Truth is the apprehension and expression of the ultimate reality to achieve accuracy of adjustment or conformity to inviolate principles. Goodness is the aesthetics of character, a spontaneous, undistorted, qualmless expression of the inner person, unpolluted by the dross of mundane life. Something is good when it promotes health, welfare or happiness. When you transfer human benevolence to its origin, God becomes good with the insertion of an additional O that stands for outstanding ordinariness. Utility is fitness for perfect use. Utility is the power to satisfy the wants of people in general. It gives one the all-important insight into the ultimate scheme of things, that nothing exists without use, for the cosmos is an active conglomerate composed of and sustained by interrelationships, interdependencies and interaction. Building types. Though architecture primarily seeks to provide shelter, it faces its own intrinsic challenge to design it in such a way that it fits like a glove the unique requirements of each building type among a vast variety of functions without creating environmental anarchy. The following examples illustrate this special property of architecture as the art and science of building design. Styles of architecture. Just as there is a vast variety of building types, architecture produced many fascinating styles throughout the course of history, each shaped by a complex of religious beliefs, climate, social custom, resources, building materials, construction techniques, patrons' whims, architects' notions, and so forth. I urge you, my friends, to contemplate the examples on this wherever you can find them in the light of what I've explained so far. Such an exercise will help you understand the subject much better, so much so that a continuing passion for learning about architectural design would open your perception of the objective world manifest in its myriad forms and how they are related to one another. Above all, it will awaken your own native creativity to the point of knowing that it is intrinsically the urge for communication that inspires humans to aesthetic appreciation, which eventually gives birth to individual artistic creation. Being a theist or an agnostic wouldn't prevent you from experiencing the ineffable joy of discovering that myriad-faceted creativity has its origin within your own inmost being. Above all, it is everyone's divine endowment to discover the beauty and bounty of nature and to express it through the medium of the great mother art, architecture, is to be in touch with the mesmeric marvel and magnificence of all humanity as soul's fragrance in your breath.